What's up, guys? This is Andrea with the Andrea Effect. I want to remind you, as you take on new roles, new goals, new projects, fulfilling your life, to live your life's purpose, that fear will not always subside. While you're taking on the task of changing your trajectory, the leader of your family, you're changing a habit, a pattern, leaving one, gaining one. Many times we think, do it fearlessly. But the truth is, fear doesn't always go away. Fear won't subside. There may be a moment where you are able to have a boost of confidence, have an honest level of confidence, feel great, self-esteem, ego, it could be liquid courage, and it could be false confidence, but whatever it is, it gets the needle moving. And so that gives you the idea that you can now proceed. And fear is, it's absent, right, according to you, but that can put you into a habit to live a life that's ego-driven, that's based off of false confidence, that's saying, I need to portray this attitude and have a false persona, and you disconnect and dysregulate from yourself because your true self may be fearful. As a matter of fact, a lot of us do live with some type of fear. I'm not saying daily over everything, but when scaling or moving to the next level, or like I said, changing your trajectory or adding or leaving a habit. And I would like to propose that you get into a habit to do things with fear through it. Not as to push it aside. I feel when you push it aside, it just grows bigger and it becomes an obstacle because you made it an obstacle. Rather than seeing what fear is and what it is, it's meant to be an alert to protect you from doing something that's uncomfortable, out of your comfort zone, could be risky and dangerous. And, you know, with all your common sense, making sure that you're not going to harm yourself, but in some way, the uncomfortableness could trigger that. And so that can be confusing, and you have to be discerning on your own about that. You really have to trust yourself in this season of moving forward. There are really no other options at this point. Otherwise, you're going to live your life going around in circles and being told what to do. We're going to wait for this moment to pass you by. And we don't want that. We don't want that. You deserve more. You deserve the life that you have always dreamt of. And that doesn't need to be told to you by somebody else, because you know exactly what that looks like. Nobody knows what that looks like, what your dream life, what your happiness looks like, but you. And you're going to have to do it with fear. You're going to have to say, you know, this is just, I'm scared and I'm going to do it anyway. And that's going to build a muscle inside of you to be able to see what exactly is yours and what belongs to somebody else. What belongs to another person that is projecting their dreams or their goals or their fears. And this is going to give you true confidence in yourself. And you may have to start from rock bottom. And you may have to start from zero and all of these things. But I really encourage you to start today with that one thing. Whether that's saying no to somebody. Whether that's whatever it is you need to do. I want you to take that step forward. And do things through fear and with fear. It won't always go away, and you can't just sit there not living your life because you're scared. You're scared of what they'll say. You're scared of your failure. I mean, get delusional. I'm sure you've been delusional about a relationship, you know, friendship or romantic at some point. Well, use that same delusion to believe that you can make it and it will happen. Write out your plan and just guide it. Don't micromanage it, but lay out how those things can work for you and do it. Just take one step and stick with it. And in no time, you're going to see those results. You're going to see that, and you're going to start to build your true confidence. It's not going to be ego-driven. You're not going to have to sit there and pretend to be like everybody, because that's what confident people look and talk like and dress like. No, you're going to learn this on your own. Trust yourself. I know you've been taught that you messed up before because you made a decision on your own. Well, guess what? That's part of life. Stop shaming yourself. Stop guilting yourself. Stop letting other people's shame and guilt be your baggage that you carry. Send that back. You've already done that enough to yourself. You got to do things through fear. It will never completely subside. There will always be some insecurities at different levels of your growth. And you will be the most happiest you've ever been when you are doing things despite the fear, in spite of it. Not because of it, in spite of it. I believe in you. I pray that you believe in yourself. And thank you so much for listening to this message today. Vámonos.